Okay, we're now at 1:20. Carol, are you here? Let me see. Okay, it looks like we have quorum here, and calling back into open session the meeting of the March 18th KPFA LSB meeting. I'm going to ask Sharon to give her finance report. Are you prepared, Sharon? Thank you.
I am. Okay, I hope I can do this in the time we have. I just have to make a, okay. I'm going to first talk about the National Finance Committee, then I'm going to talk about KPFA. So no financials have been presented to the NFC since I've been on there, since the loss of NETA, the accountants that we had, and since I've been on the NFC, the National Finance Committee, I haven't seen any financials for Pacifica. They are supposedly being prepared, but not yet available. The Pacifica business manager has gotten the actual income and expenses for KPFK through December 2020. These have not been presented to the National Finance Committee. What has been going on at the National Finance Committee is that the National Finance Committee reviewed the budget for WBAI at two meetings. And this budget is for this current fiscal year 23, which started last October. And so the budget is being reviewed, even though we're halfway through the year. This budget that is being presented is a deficit budget. The general manager spent a lot of time talking about plans of how they're going to raise money in the future. However, actual expenses and income figures were not presented to the National Finance Committee. The general manager has been asked to provide additional figures, but these have not yet been provided. In addition, the program director from WBAI came on to our National Finance Committee meeting. And of course, this was discussed in open session. So I'm just repeating what was stated in open session. When the subject of layoffs was raised, the program director stated that although some programs have been on WBAI, quote, forever and ever and ever, that she was, quote, not going to just go in there and take everything off the air that doesn't make money, end quote. So perhaps that might be part of the reason why WBAI is having financial issues that maybe could be looked at more carefully. So in other words, while presenting a deficit budget, the WBAI management does not appear to take actions that are intend to correct that. At the most recent National Finance Committee meeting, which was this week, we discussed central services. Without any real explanation, the chair of the National Finance Committee raised this issue. In 2021, when I was also previously on the National Finance Committee, we, the NFC, passed a motion regarding central services, which had a requirement of 15% from each station of revenue, subject to certain carve-outs. This motion remains valid, and there was no explanation for why we were now discussing central services again. When I raised this question to the chair, it seemed that the reason was a desire to reduce the central services payments required from WBAI and KPFK, apparently in an attempt to make their books look better. The suggestion from the National Finance Committee chair was that WBAI and KPFK pay central services payment be set at 8% of revenue, and while the other three remaining stations are all remaining at 15% of revenue. That was the suggestion being made. First, we all know, of course, that WBAI does not pay its central services obligations. We know that. However, or most of them, they do pay some. However, the point is that WBAI has been running a deficit for over a decade, and it's time to take action to prevent the constant drain on Pacifica. The chair of the NFC and I then discussed the finances of Pacifica. I pointed out The WBAI owes over $8.6 million to Pacifica, according to the audited financial statements, the most recent audited financial statements that are on the Pacifica.org website and can be found there. The chair suggested that because 75 to 80% of that money was actually attributed to the central services payments that WBAI owes to Pacifica, that they, I guess, don't really count. That was sort of what he was implying, a view that is commonly held at WBAI, that central services payments are discretionary. They are not.
In order, Sharon.
We're going to have to go to public comments and take up your report after. Yes. Okay. We'll continue it after public comments.
And after the
thank you, Sharon.
Closing.
Yeah. Sharon, can you send that out?
I will have to revise it and send it out, but yes.
Thank you.
Okay, and we'll go into public comments now. And Carlos Cohan has his hand up for public comments.
Who is timing?
Sharon, would you time? And
what is the time for public comment?
We don't see. I'm sure there's other people with hands up, but I can't see right now. So for
90 seconds.
Pardon?
90 seconds.
Let's go with 90 seconds. And
I'm having difficulty raising my hand, but I just wanted to get on the list. Lisa Detmer.
Okay, Lisa. We'll start with Carlos.
Okay, do I start now?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, 90 seconds is very, very short, so I'm going to try to be very, very specific. I think we all know that we all the stations, Pacifica, is having very serious financial troubles, and I think that if we continue this in 5 to 10 years, we will not have a network, period. We will not have any stations. The boat is sinking, and I don't see that direction changing. So I have a proposal that I would like the board to consider maybe in the next meeting. It's a major proposal, but I think the idea is to see if we can convert Pacifica into a federation of stations. What that means is that each station will be responsible for its own finances and its own programming. And Pacifica as a network becomes like a coordinating committee. We can share ideas, we can share programming when both sides agree on all sides agree, but otherwise each station is the owner of its own destiny. The beauty of this proposal is that I think other stations might be interested. I think maybe the Houston station and the LA station might like that, and in that case, they could vote in the Pacifica National Board and we could win. I don't know, this may require a change into the Pacifica bylaws, but I think it should have always been like that. It should have always been a federation. Thank you.
And now we have Nomi.
Oh, thank you. Hello.
Hi.
I am an apprentice for the First Voice Apprentice Program. And I just wanted to make a comment about the First Voice Apprentice Program being the first of its kind at KPFA. It offered a free intensive radio training and educational program to generations of people persistently marginalized away from the airwaves. It fostered community building and cross-cultural understanding, cooperation. Was very successful and it remained relevant throughout its history, producing skilled board operators, special programs, a weekly public affairs show, podcasters, and recently the general manager of KPFA, Antonio Ortiz, who was also a proud graduate of the First Voice Apprentice Program. KPFA and Apprentice Program, in Pacifica benefited greatly from the diverse communities of people of color, women, LGBTQ, who came through the apprenticeship. They were granted further funding by the CPB as a result of the diversity.
How's it going?
Right. And received donations from community listeners who supported the inclusion of diverse voices. So I'd like to ask that KPFA and this body and this board consider reinstating and refunding the First Voice Apprentice program so that people of color and other people who are left out of the airwaves have the opportunity to participate in a peaceful, cooperative radio station. Thank you.
Thank you, Nomi. And now Sarita.
Hi, can you all hear me?
Yes.
Great. My name is Sarah Blanco. I'm also a graduate of the First Voice Apprenticeship Program. This won't be the last you hear of me. I don't have the same sort of mindset that other people do. I think that people who wanted to squash the apprenticeship program for a while and who were apprentices prior are probably not proud of being as such. And I think that that's fine, except for the fact that there's also some other disconnects going on too. There's this idea of like, okay, well, maybe KPFA should bring in its own money. But yeah, back in the day, we would ask for donations or even equipment for the apprenticeship program and be like, no, they can't have it themselves. It's got to go to the whole station. So there's always just been this sort of like, okay, what can we get for ourselves? Or does everything get harvested for the station? And now it's apparently people can harvest their own grants within the station. I'm clearly very upset. I've been upset about the fact that I know every dollar counts, but all these lawsuits, all these things going on, but yet you're going to fire a Palestinian, you're going to get rid of a African-American and a Native American, and you're going to get rid of those programs first and foremost to save those bucks is really upsetting. And I've been kind of in hiding, and I've been listening to all your past meetings, and I think that there's been a lot of personal issues kind of going on, but we all have the same intention. And some people with great hearts continue to stay in this and fight against what just seems like petty issues. You're working for big dollars and you're all trying to make a big change. I think that if you reinstate, it would be a big deal.
Thank you. Really, your time has expired. Thank you. Thank you,
exactly my point.
Thank you. CPB grant, I don't know who that is, but it's titled CPB grant. This person? Can you unmute yourself? Hello, CPB grant person? With your hand up, you would need to unmute yourself.
Actually, Lisa Detmer was after Sarita.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry, Lisa. Go ahead, Lisa. I'm sorry, because I'm going to hands up here. Go ahead, Lisa.
Okay. So I'm also an apprenticeship graduate, and I'm also one of the co-founders of KPFA's Women's Magazine. And we are a multiracial collective, and three of us came out of the apprenticeship program. And I just want to echo what Nomi and others have said, that without the KPFA apprenticeship program, there wouldn't be as many people of color, queers, women at KPFA. And that was one of the bases for qualifying for their CPP grant. So I think I understand that there's problems in terms of funding. So I'm asking for this to be reinstated as a priority when funding is more stable, because I think this is very short-sighted. The one thing that made KPFA different than BAI and KPFK is the training program, which wasn't just a skills training program, but was a program that brought in people who were committed to KPFA, not for money, not to get a job, because they were committed to KPFA. And I think if people know the origin of the apprenticeship program, they know that it came about because people of color had to sit in at KPFA to make their voices heard to demand an apprenticeship program. And it's very shocking that this is now, we've laid off four people of color in the last couple of months, and people who were the heart and soul, Mickey and Frank, who were actually the heart and soul of the station, who were actually able to help other people technical skills.
Thank you. Your time has expired.
I'd like to get back on the stack.
Okay. I'd like to, CPB grant, if you can unmute yourself, whoever you are, you may speak. Okay.
This is Nancy. I'm not a CPB grant, but I would like to be on the stack.
I think the CPB grant person is having difficulty unmuting themselves, so maybe you can unmute them.
I don't know how to do that from my here.
It looks like they're unmuted, so go ahead. No, they were unmuted, and then they are muted again.
Well, we're not
muted. Is it star six to unmute?
Yes.
Can you tell the telephone folks?
Does that
work? Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I heard Antonio imploring that he could use some help with the fundraising. And I do know that there's an effort being put forth to try to resubmit a CPB application for a grant. And I was wondering if the LSB could start a task force to help put together an application, a CPB grant application. And that would be that would help Antonio, that would help KPFA, and that would help Pacifica. Thank you.
Thank you. I've got a phone number with no name, 832, whoever is 832.
This Nancy, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. I'm from KPFT. And I'll tell you a little story. We have two gay shows, and one of them was for about 16 years, and it's gone now. But the programmer was telling that when his show started at midnight Saturday night, in the middle of the night, and so it's when he arrived, there were two young men, and they came to say thank you because they were going to commit suicide. Because they did not see a way out. And they happened to find that show on KPFT. And that show also had a lot of children. They were called Hatch. These were teenagers that were afraid to come out of the closet. And they wanted their stories to be told, but in the middle of the night where their parents would be asleep. And so going back to history, the first 7 to 10 years of KPFT could not make budget and depended on money from KPFA, WBAI, and KPFK. Had that money not come, and it's still not paid back, it's like $500,000. It's old debt. But KPFT survived and saved a lot of lives because of the generosity of the Pacifica station. So please remember that. Money that you have that are spared and going to other stations, you're saving lives. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. We have Darlene. Is there somebody else using Darlene's? Because this
no, that's me. I'd like to, I understand. I'll go to the end of the line since I am a director.
Okay. Thank you. More Joy. Do we have More Joy here? We all need More Joy, so it's a great name.
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, More Joy.
I'm Joy Moore, graduate apprentice. Used to supervise the subscription room, phone room. Been on with KPFA I'm out at the farmer's market since 1999 when they had the strike and said we were in the station as new apprentices for 2 weeks, and we came one day and everybody was picketing outside. I lived in Berkeley since 1969, and I had never seen so much energy and passion about something as a radio station. And this is an important, valuable asset to the Bay Area and to the world, actually. But what's made it great for me is the apprenticeship program. I met so many wonderful people, so many wonderful women, and people of different cultures. I learned much about radio. I learned much about community free speech. And the mission of diversity and inclusion, I thought was there, didn't really, really get grounded in KPFA until the first place apprenticeship came along. And I just want to mention our wonderful interim general manager is a graduate of the apprenticeship program. And I wanted to remind him of that and all of you one of the tenets of our program is, if you graduate from the program, you are responsible for it. You are expected to support it, come back and teach, and help the program grow. And I haven't seen that. I just want to put it out there. A lot of people rely on KPFA, and it can grow if we advertise it as a podcast.
Thank you.
All right, with that, I'm in. Thanks.
Thank you. We have Sarita spoke, so we'll come back to you, Sarita. We want people who haven't spoken first. So, Christina, hey.
Yeah, hi. This is Christina. I do the morning news at KPFA. And I've been around KPFA for like 20 years, off and on, in and out in my radio life. I just want to also express my dismay and shock that the apprenticeship program was entirely cut and axed. I just want to echo what's already been said about its significance to KPFA, to radio as a whole. To this station as well. And I would also like to see that it be reinstated as soon as possible when funding is found. And I think that there's a lot of grants that could help resurrect it. I did research, and you know, I have a long list of like 50 different organizations that fund groups like Democracy Now, the PBS NewsHour, and I know that's a little more mainstream than Pacifica, but Democracy Now was born out of Pacifica. It gets grants from dozens of organizations, and I don't know why KPFA doesn't go after some of that money too. So that's my feedback. Thanks.
Thank you. Robert Collins.
Hi, thanks so much. A long-time listener, member, and during those years, I've seen the effect of having the First Voice Apprenticeship Program influence everything at KPFA, and I think it really does lend diversity to the community. More recently, less than two and a half years ago, my son was killed by Antioch police. And I got to tell you, now I've seen the influence of programming that the First Voice Apprenticeship Program provides to KPFA, and the way that it brings the community in. For us, it's really been really central to being able to get our word out in so many different ways. It's hard to describe how important that is from a longtime listener, listening to all programs and what came out of it, I think was diversity from the community and a voice. And something that normally wouldn't happen in public broadcasting, right? Which is people from the community getting interested in going that way. But from a personal perspective, I gotta tell you, it's been central for us. We have relied so much on KPFA, and it's specifically the first voice. So I urge you to find the funds and let's not lose this valuable resource. It really is part of what KPFA is about today. So just urge you to really, really consider funding it. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry for your loss. Angelo Quinto?
Angelo Quinto. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
But again, it's been getting the word out through KPFA.
Okay. We have, I thought Angelo Quinto is in line.
Oh, no. I'm his sister. That's our organization name, Angelo Quinto for Change and Healing.
Oh, okay.
So yes, just following up on what my dad just said, it has been part of what makes our story available to people, what makes my brother's story available to people. Specifically working with and being supported by Frank Sterling, who has been such a champion for all of the work that we do and the work that we do with him. And it's been really important to us to see that he's getting that opportunity to raise his voice and use his platform. And I think it's important equally to give that to others who have a voice that needs to be heard. So thank you.
Hey, thank you very much. And Carlos had his hand up again, and then Lisa. Carlos, go ahead.
I just want to go, if everybody went through the first round, I wanted to go on the second round. Am I okay now?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. A minute and a half is very, very short. So I wanted to expand a little bit on my idea of the Federation. The problem is that the present structure forces some stations to do what other stations want. The representation on the Pacifica board is like the US Senate, where Delaware has the same representation as California or Texas. So that is the problem right now. The idea of a federation would allow us, all the stations, to control our own destiny, our own resources, our own assets, and our own programming. Now, this is not to say that we are against solidarity. One station could lend money to another station, but it would be the decision of each station how to manage the money, how much to lend, what other programming we might borrow from other stations. Each station would decide. And to me, that is much more democratic than the present structure. It would eliminate a lot of the anger and the resentment. Right now, the situation for KPFA listeners is that we feel like taxation without representation. There is representation, but we have no power because of the structure of the voting of the Pacifica National Board. So please consider the idea of a federation. I think that other stations might like it and we might win the vote on the Pacifica National Board. Thank you much.
Thank you. And Lisa?
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes. State your point.
I believe Susan Young is in the waiting room and wants to be admitted and asked to be put on the stack.
I don't see anybody in the waiting room.
Okay, there she is. Her hand is up.
Oh.
And
okay, Susan has
maybe those people who haven't spoken yet.
Yes, that's what I've been doing. So Susan, go ahead. Since you have not spoken yet, then we'll go to Lisa. Go ahead.
Okay, hi, it's Susan from KPFT in Houston. And I just wanted to make a couple of comments. First of all, I think, frankly, we all feel everybody's pain. These are very, very hard times. I served on the national board last year and we made some very difficult, unhappy decisions, including postponing the 2022 election, which I am absolutely determined that we will get done this year in 2023. I urge everyone to have your memberships current and to turn out and vote and to run for office. It's the best way to change the direction without having to go to court. We made the difficult decision to sell the KPFK property. And the same thing had happened to us at KPFT before I was on this board. We sold our building. A portion of the proceeds were used to pay off a portion of the FJC loan. We managed to hang on to enough proceeds and had the backing of the board to buy a building in Houston in a different location, in a location where the property prices are lower. It has ended up being a very good deal for us. We're grateful for that, because the location is in fact better. It's centrally located. It's in a historically black neighborhood. It's right down the street from a number of museums. We laid off everybody but one employee, and we have one part-time person who's handling memberships. Our volunteer IGM is doing a fabulous job. Last year for our February drive, we made about 40,000. This year we made 152,000. We exceeded goal. We are now paying our own bills and we are contributing to central services. And even though we're a little tiny organization where it's easier to do that, that is the way, that is what needs to happen at KPFK and at WBAI.
Thank
we need to all pay our own way. Thank you.
You're welcome. The next person on stack, because Lisa did it verbally, so it might be confusing some people, was Lisa Detmer. So go ahead, Lisa, and then we'll go to CPB Grant again. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Christina. I just wanted to finish what I was saying, which is I understand the financial situation is horrible. So it's not that I think that KPFA should go out on a limb, but the reality is that Antonio got a grant for $90,000 for 5 years for a training program that then replaced the apprenticeship training program. That money could have been put into the apprenticeship program, but he didn't want to give up control of it. And there's this rumor going around that for some reason, the apprenticeship program is seen as dysfunctional. I have been in the here for 25 years. I went through the program when it had two full-time people and one part-time person. And I can tell you that the reason the apprenticeship program has been struggling is because it had gotten cut back over the last 10 years to 28 hours total. You cannot run an apprenticeship program on 28 hours, but rather than putting money into the apprenticeship program, Antonio created an alternative parallel program which served his needs in the engineering, not that the apprenticeship program wasn't. So it's not a matter of money alone, it's a matter of will. And again, I'd like to point out that this board that I was on for a short time is 90% white. And the only people who color that have come in to the station is through the apprenticeship program. And that when Quincy was hired, he said the apprenticeship program was the greatest thing and he would raise $100,000 for it. And that the CPP grant would be perfect for it.
You're dropping out, Lisa.
I was muted. I don't know. Somebody muted me.
Okay, is it time? I couldn't hear you, Sharon.
Yes, that was time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. So that was time, Lisa. Sorry.
Would like to say something because I can't raise my hand for some reason on this. So.
Donna Carter, you're on our board.
Oh,
this
okay.
is public sorry. Comment.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And we're actually at time now. It's 1:52 and we start a couple 2 minutes late, so we're at time for public comments. I know that Darlene wanted to respond to say something about the public comments for point of information. So go ahead, Darlene.
No, I'd rather not. Board members can only speak or should only speak if we didn't run out the time with public. So I don't think it's appropriate for me.
I give you an opportunity to respond. It's not a part of public comment. Public comment is over. I just closed it out.
Thank you, but.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go back on item 10, which was Sharon was giving the rest of her finance report that we had to interrupt to go into public comment. So would you like to finish that out for us, Sharon, please?
Okay, thank you, Christina.
You're welcome.
Let me just start back where I was. Okay, so I was discussing the $8.6 million that WBAI owes to Pacifica according to the audited financial documents. And as I said, the chair of the NFC said that 75 to 80% of that debt is unpaid central services, reflecting his view apparently that central services are discretionary. And I really want to emphasize that central services are not discretionary. That's what's needed to have the foundation run. And so the NFC also suggested, we had a bit of a back and forth. The NFC chair also suggested that perhaps it was a time to draw a line in the sand and forgive past intercompany transfers and loans and debts and loans and debts. And I pointed out that has been done before. And when it was previously done, when there was the line drawn in the sand at that time, Pacifica owed KPFA $1 million. So again, drawing a line in the sand when WBAI owns 8.6 million doesn't seem appropriate to me. I pointed that out at the time. Then I would like to discuss the CPB that was brought up at the National Finance Committee. The chair stated that it was the loss of the CPB money that was part of the reason why WBAI is having difficulty making its, full payments to central services. And it was intimated that it was KPFA's failure to do, quote, audits that was a large part of the reason why Pacifica lost the CPV funding. So I...
Someone is unmuted. Could you please mute yourself, whoever? There's interference here during her report.
I can't quite see who it is either. Otherwise, I would...
Please mute yourself if you're not speaking. Thank you. I can't tell who it is. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, I will send forward that to the LSB after this, but I did go through the original CPV report from 2012, the original report that started the whole thing. And it's quite apparent that KPFA did not have printed out annual financial reports. That's what KPFA did not have. But on the other hand, WBAI had been like selling tickets inappropriately and miscounting money. So, you know, there's, and all of the stations had problems. And what the CPB had asked was that Pacifica take care of these issues. I mean, there was reporting problems for meetings, all kinds of stuff. And the Corporation for Public Broadcasting asked that Pacifica take care of these issues and report back. And that was basically never done. Nothing was done until, I guess it was, what, 1 or 2 years ago, when the Corporation for Public Broadcasting just got fed up, apparently, with Pacifica and said, that's it, you're out. And made it quite clear that all requirements would have to be met. And there's still accounting issues that are not met. Okay, so those all have to be done. So when people talk about the CPB funding, they should start with the 2012 report, look at what needs to be done, and then think about whether that's going to happen. But my point is, expecting money from the government as a way to balance budget really isn't the way to go forward. Okay, I also just had to make this comment that it's interesting that when people like me make truthful statements about the finances of Pacifica, we are accused apparently of being, quote, against Pacifica. I'm not against Pacifica, I'm for the truth, and numbers don't lie. Okay, in terms of KPFA, in light of the recent bank failures, our business manager has taken the brilliant action to ensure that we have no more than $250,000 in any of our bank accounts. I applaud her for taking that proactive action, so that all of the KPFA money is insured by the FDIC. We already heard the fund drive and other information from Antonio, so I won't go over that again. But I do want to emphasize the one thing he did mention, which is that the monthly sustainers has been substantially increasing since it began. And that is really a fantastic way for Pacifica and KPFA to have a stable budget for going forward. And let me just see if there's one other thing here. Regarding the grants, I just wanted to address something that was stated during public comment. The problem with grants is that there's only one, like, as they call it, FEIN, Federal Employer Identification Number, that Pacifica has. It's one number for the entire five stations. And Pacifica as a whole has a terrible rating for charities. So grants and other organizations often look at things like that before they issue grants. So that's something to consider on the grants. That's my report.
Thank you, Sharon. And we're almost at our time certain end of our meeting at 2. So I'm going to ask for the election results, please.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes. State your point of order.
The election results are not available quite yet. I do. And if they are not available before the end of the meeting, we can send them to the LSP members by email. I did want to make a motion that we approve the minutes from the January meeting that include a report out.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I second.
Thank you.
Is there any objection?
Is there any objection to approving the minutes?
Without objection, minutes
approved. Is there any objection to approving the minutes? I see Frank's hand up, Fred's hand up.
No.
Nope.
Okay. I'm not objecting. I wanted to speak out on something.
Okay.
Same with
Frank,
me.
Are you speaking? Are you objecting, Frank?
No.
No, I was waiting to to make a motion.
Thank you. And Elizabeth.
I'm waiting to make a motion as well, because we have no business with regard to the
Right. Well, the motion.
I have a question for Sharon.
regarding the, I haven't finished speaking yet, but please be allowed to finish to speak, please.
Since there are no corrections to the minutes, the minutes are approved. Since there are no corrections to the minutes are approved. Now, as far as the unfinished business that we didn't get to, we will carry it over to the next meeting because it's 2 o'clock and we have a time certain ending, but we will get to it at our next meeting. So do I have a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to extend.
I'm sorry, excuse me, my hand was up.
Yeah, and our hands were up.
Shout out motions,
we have a motion.
Could I?
Okay. Okay. To extend the time in order to hear you've heard the listeners.
You're going to be removed from the meeting. I told you to stop that. I heard that you had a motion to extend. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you.
For how long?
For how long?
30 minutes.
For 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
Okay, there's a motion seconded. To extend the meeting for 15 minutes. Now we're voting on that particular motion. With all those, everybody put your hand down for a moment, please.
Could I motivate this motion?
No, it's undebatable.
It takes a two-thirds vote to extend the time. So all those in favor of extending the time 15 minutes, please raise your hand. James,
what is that strange ticking?
I don't know.
How many
could you tell me, Fred? Could you?
Yes, there's eight.
Donna Carter has her hand up and has been doing that during the meeting. So okay.
Right. So there's nine.
Okay, we have nine. And those opposed, everybody put your hands down, please. And Fred, could you take the count for me? I'm going to vote not to extend, so you can get my vote there. Everybody opposed to extending.
Frank, Catherine, me, Zach, Lily, and you. So that's just
and me,
Carol. So that's six.
Okay. There's some nine in the affirmative, six in the
negative. Don't count my hand because I
lowered my hand. We're not counting your hand. So
Hockey's hand is up.
So there's now eight.
Opposed. Okay.
Wait, one, two. Let me just do this, please. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven opposed.
Nine in the affirmative, seven in the negative, not having two-thirds.
Nine in the affirmative, seven in the negative, not having two-thirds. The motion is lost.
Okay.
So we will adjourn the meeting now and we will
the new business.
We'll get we will have the new business at the next meeting. And in any case, we did not have a majority of two-thirds. That's what it requires for that. So we're going to adjourn the meeting. We'll get the results of the election in our email. And we will see you at the next meeting. Thank you all for giving up so much of your Saturday for this. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for chairing, Christina.
Thank you, Christina.
Thank you, Christina.
Thank you, everyone.
Well done.
Yeah.
Thanks. Take care, you all. Bye-bye.
Sharon, let the record reflect that you
heard from listeners supporting the first